Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you. Oh, I've been awfully busy, and I haven't been to the mic for a week, but I'm here for you now. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. Glad you found it. Don't know how you did. If you want to tell me, I'd like to know, too, how you found the show, what you searched for, send me a text at 304-506-3332. You should have that, like, programmed in your phone. Just say, be positive, or Nat. 304-506-3332. And you can send me a text anytime of the day or night. Doesn't matter. You do that. And if I'm awake, I'm getting back to you, all right? Also, don't forget about my book, The Positive Perspective, available on Amazon. If you want to skip big tech, like most of us should, you can go directly to my website, bepositivepodcast.com. A little window comes in, and you can order a regular copy or a personalized copy. And when you order a personalized copy, I throw in, like, a coaster, stickers, magnets, a keychain. You never know what I'm going to throw in there. But you get, two or three extra things when you order the personalized book. And a few people did. Shannon ordered some stuff, a book and a shirt. I don't normally announce when people buy stuff, right? That would be the whole show. But Shannon, very special. Glad you took care of that. All right. Something I haven't talked about for a while, but I'm not going to advertise it, is the Magic Mind. It's been getting me through, tough times. I've been working 12, 14 hour days and, just taking a couple shots and do it twice a day. It's great. Magic Mind. They're going to come back and advertise later, in the next couple months. They're going to come back. We're taking a break. We don't want to overplay our hand, but anyway, so what the heck am I going to talk about today? Oh my goodness. You know what? Let's talk about this. There's an illusion, and it's an illusion of separateness. That's what I want to talk about today. The illusion of being separate from everybody else. This illusion of separateness. That's hard to say. But I always talk about how we all come from the same energy. We're all connected. It's all the same. But when we come here onto this physical existence, like I say, we have chosen to come to Earth this time. Some of us have been here numerous times. Other people is their first time. But you come here and you choose to come here to experience the individuality, because it's the illusion of being separate, where you can live this physical existence, when in reality, we are all connected. And the reason that when we come here, we choose to come here. Now, I'm going to get a little crazy today, but I feel that when we come to this planet, when our spirit comes here and we choose to get into this meat suit, so to speak, I love that term. We ride out in this meat suit for 50, 80, 100 years, whatever, to experience the illusion of separateness. And then the body dies and the soul goes back to the collective. Now, why don't we understand? Why don't we remember that? You say, okay, I've been here before. I come okay, Nat, here we go. You say I come from a collective. We're all connected as one, and I choose to come here as a human being and experience this physical being. So why don't I remember that I am part of the collective, part of a oneness, part of the all that is, the energy of the universe is all connected. You're saying, why don't I remember that? Well, my theory is we come here to experience separateness. So it's like watching the movie for the first time. You don't know what's going to happen, right? This life, you don't know what's going to happen. When you make a choice, this happens. You make a choice, that happens. It's like a movie. Now, what if we knew and we remembered everything from our past, remembered everything of our existence, our connected collective energy, and we remembered everything? We would know what's going to happen. We would know everything. And that would be like watching the same movie over and over and over and over again, knowing the outcome. It wouldn't be an individual experience. It'd be a collective experience. We know what's going to happen. But we forget, because we come here to discover our oneness. Now, what do I mean by that? Because our individuality on this planet, in this meat suit, in this physical existence, is an experience that we can't experience anywhere else in our cosmic life. I don't know. I don't know how to put into words that part. Does that make sense? I don't know. Maybe for some of us. Other people are like, all right, he's getting out there. But we come here with a veil of forgetfulness in order to learn and to grow and to experience this individuality for this brief part of our existence. I mean, what is it? Most of us are going to live to what, 70, 80, maybe 90 if you're lucky, and maybe, you know, if you want to get up there. But then that's it. And that's just a flash in the pan, because time is created by man. It's not relevant when we are not in a physical realm, because everything, I don't understand it, but I know that everything exists and happens at the same time, simultaneously. It's all happening. Everything is happening at the same time. Now, your guess is as good as mine. I can't explain that shit, but that's what's happening apart from this physical existence that we are having right now. So now, don't blow your mind and try to understand all that. Because your job, my job, our job here right now is to spread love, be positive, experience joy, experience the thrill of bringing joy to other people, to feel grateful for what you have, to not envy other people. You can admire them, but don't envy them, because we're all one. But this illusion in this physical realm of separateness gives us the opportunity to create our personal reality, which is exactly what each of us is living. We have our own personal reality, and that creates our personality. You like the way that goes together? I kind of like that. Oh, all right. I don't have a whole lot to say today, but I do thank all you guys. I do have a couple shout outs. Jeff Moore. Jeff, I hope your coworker, he's got some bad news and health news hit him. I'm hoping that, you said you're going to share the book and a podcast with him. I hope, I don't know his name, but if you text me his name, we'll mention his name on the air. I hope he feels better. I hope there's, some words that I can say will help him to maybe cheer up a little bit and help him to get the positive energy to help heal himself. Sharky got your text. She's got an idea for a show. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you know what? I think it's a pretty good one. I might go ahead and go with that, Sharky. Crystal. Okay, who we got here? Crystal from Gulfport, Mississippi. I've been listening to you for about 3 years now, and she went through a divorce, and the podcast helped you a lot. Well, Crystal, that is so cool, and I hope you're happy now. Yeah, if you're texting me, you're obviously over the I don't know what you're over. I don't know what I'm talking about. But Crystal, thanks for texting into the show and stuff like that. And Sharky got a great idea. And I have to say, I want to say hi to Shannon in, where are you? In Mansfield? Yeah, Mansfield, Ohio. It's so bizarre because we started talking, and my mom and my grandmother are from Mansfield, Ohio. And I just found out like recently that my grandmother was actually born in West Virginia, and that's where I live now. And so it's bizarre, but they live in Mansfield, Ohio. And this, Shannon is in, Mansfield. I said like, oh, really? Well, do you know where, this road is? At the road that my grandmother's house was on, and she sent me the map back. And Shannon, you're so close to that. I wonder if that little house is still there, right across from there was a drop off that I used to slide down on in the dirt with a friend of mine, with my cousin Yogi, slide down there, this big dirt hill into the bottom in this empty area, ripped up my pants. And I think I was probably Jeez Louise, man, that was like 50 years ago, more than that. And she lives right across the couple streets away from there. And it's just, it goes to show what a small world it is. So Shannon, I appreciate you. And, Hal's Mansfield, OH10. Okay. That's all. Like, I'm rambling on now. So I'm having a good time, but, I'm hoping that you guys are enjoying the show still. Sorry. I can't be doing them three times a week like I used to. I will try to get back to that, but I am also doing a stage production for a dance troupe here and, going to the Met. And we're doing the stage hands, the building, the props, and there's a lot going on. And, so we all have a lot going on, but I will try to get to the mic a little bit more than once a week. All right. If you want me to, let me know. Text me 304-506-3332. Let me know if you want more shows or if you're okay with once a week. Cause, you let me know. And grab some merchandise. It's, the bills are coming due. Oh my gosh. It costs a lot to store all these podcasts on the Podomatic server. They have been taking care of me. Podomatic, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for the years of, continued solid, hosting, and Podomatic is responsible to get this podcast to every platform. iHeart, Amazon, Spotify, all those, Google, Apple, and they take care of all of it. And it's just awesome. Thank you very much. You guys rock. Thank you. All right. That's all I got to say. Grab some merchandise, buy the book, all that good stuff. Help me keep this show in the air. If you got something you want me to talk about, go to the website, click on your story, send it to me, or text me at 304-506-3332, and you might get a shout out on the air. And I'm thinking about doing a live, call-in show. If I can get this phone thing to work, I might try this again, but it's going to be like a late night type thing. So let me know if you would call into the show. We'll yap a little bit, you know. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.